This is Children's Hour coming to you from AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope. Voice of
Hope. With you in mind, we have programs such as Bible verses, recitals, story time, singing, and many, many more. Just for you. Stay tuned.
Be careful. My name is Newton Wallace. I am 9 years of age. My memory verse is taken from Psalm 100. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, the sheep of his pastures. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Amen.
My name is Sophie Nointi. I am 7 years old. My memory verse is taken from Psalm 121. I will lift up my eyes unto the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help comes from the Lord, who made the heaven and the earth. He will not allow our feet to be moved. He who keeps us shall not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. Amen.
My name is Kweku Amoyabua. I'm 12 years old. My memory verse is taken from Luke chapter 2, verse 52. And Jesus grew in wisdom and stature, in a favor with God and man. Mark chapter 10, verse 45. For the Son of Man is not come to be saved, but to serve.
My name is Esther Entry. I am 8 years old. My memory verse is taken from Isaiah 41, verse 25. I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. Amen.
My name is Natalia Jenny Boateng. I am 11 years old. My memory verse is taken from Psalm 119, verse 1 and 2. Blessed are those whose ways are blameless, who walk according to the word of the Lord. Amen.
My name is Najma Seto Akoto. I am 9 years old. My memory verse is taken from Psalm 37. Psalm 37. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?
My name is Patience Jampu. I am 12 years old. My memory verse is taken from Psalm 122, verse 1. I rejoice with those who said to me, come, let's go to the house of the Lord. Amen.
My name is Christine Osei Bobie. My memory verse is taken from Psalm 56, verse 2 to 4. My slanders pursue me all day long. Many are attacking me in their pride. When I am afraid, O Lord, I will trust in you. I trust in God and I'm not afraid. I praise him for what he has promised. What can a mere human being do to me? My power test. We will reflect God's love when you are patient with others and accept them.
In our land, stand up and be counted. The time is at hand. Oh, what about you?
Yes, that's the book for me.
Children, welcome to Story Time with Auntie Kuya. Today's story is taken from Genesis chapter 25. Genesis chapter 25. And it is captioned, Jacob's Bargain. I feel like praying with you today. So wherever you are, close your eyes and let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for loving us so much. loving us to the point of even giving your son Jesus to come and die for us so we can be saved. At this hour, as we are about to listen to this story, please open our minds and our hearts so we'll be able to understand fully, and the lessons in them revealed to us so we'll live by them. For your glory, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Jacob's bargain is our story for today. For many years after they were married, Isaac and Rebekah had no children. One will ask, why didn't they have children when it was God who brought the two of them together? Well, Isaac knew all about God's promise to bless his family and make a great nation from them. So he asked God to send them a child. Soon Rebekah found that she was expecting not one baby, but two. Hooray! She was pregnant with twins. Another prayer answered. At that time, the eldest son inherited all the family rights and privileges. But before the babies were born, God told Rebekah that this time the younger one was to become the head of the family. Through him, God's promises to Abraham would come true. Twin boys were born, first Esau, then Jacob, younger by a few minutes, and holding tightly to his brother's heel. This is true. In fact, it's a true story. Jacob was holding tightly to his brother Esau's heel. Well, they grew. Rebekah loved Jacob best. He liked to stay in the tent while Esau was out in the open air, stalking and hunting the wild deer. Isaac loved Esau best and liked nothing better than the delicious venison stew Esau cooked from the deer he caught. Well, as Jacob gave his mother company, Esau gave his father wild meat. That is interesting. One day, Esau arrived home ravenously hungry. An appetizing smell filled the tent, for Jacob was cooking soup. My brother, give me some soup, Esau shouted. I'm starving. Jacob thought quickly. Here was the chance he had been waiting for. He would bargain with Esau for the thing he wanted most. I'll give you some soup, he agreed, if you give me the rights that belong to the firstborn son. All right, Esau said impatiently. Anything you want, I'm sure I'll die of hunger anyway if I don't get something to eat. So what do I care? Promise me, Jacob insisted. Yes, yes, Esau repeated. And Jacob handed him the steaming soup. Esau drank it hungrily, then turned and left the tent without another thought. That was how much he cared about God's promise. I believe Jacob had been told that though he was younger, he would rather be the head. And so he always looked for every opportunity to make sure that he took that right from his elder brother, Esau. One would ask, was it right for Jacob to do that? I will say, no, it wasn't right. If your brother or sister comes to you and asks you for food or anything that he really needs, don't bargain for something else. Just give, because God gives to us freely. And also, if God has promised you something in life, don't try to play smarter than God. Do what is right. And no matter what happens, what God has told you or what God has said about your life will surely come to pass. Well, this is the end of our story for today. Jacob's bargain. Until I come your way next week, I encourage you to share the story with your friends, with your siblings, and with your family. And remember, you are loved dearly by God. God bless you. Till we meet again. Adios. Goodbye. Every chapter, every verse, every line.
To contact us, write to Adventist World Radio, Ghana, Valley View University, P.O. Box, AF 595, Adenta, Accra, Ghana. Or call us on +233 307 051 058. or +233 208 704 532, or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh. Thank you very much for staying with us. Once again, to contact us, write to Adventist World Radio, Ghana, Valley View University, P.O. Box AF 595, Adenta, Accra, Ghana, or call us on +233 307 051 058, or +233 208 704 532, or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh.
Hello, I'm happy to come your way again in this moment of truth. And I know you enjoy listening to it. Because at this moment, I know God fills your heart. He gives you joy and he gives you hope. We need to have hope because very soon he's going to come and take us to heaven, where there will be no more pain, where there will be no more death. For God himself shall be with us. Today we are going to talk about love. And you know one thing about love? It's so special, for God himself is love. So today, our talk is entitled, Love Thinks No Evil. Love Thinks No Evil. And what does this mean? Sure, I know God is going to help us understand by the time we are through with this. Let us pray. Father, you are God of love. We want to understand how your love is and also love like you do. Please, God, do not deny us this. Bless us in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's take our Bibles, and I know you have your Bibles ready. At this moment, you must always listen with your Bibles by your side. So if you have your Bibles with you, open to Luke chapter 6, verse 27. And I know by now you all know where Luke is. It's in the New Testament. Matthew, Mark, Luke. So the third book in the New Testament. Luke chapter 6, verse 27. If you are ready, shall we listen to the word of God? And I read, But I say unto you, which hear, love your enemies, do good to them which hate you. I want to read again. But I say unto you, which hear, love your enemies, do good to them which hate you. And who do you think is saying this? It's Jesus Christ. It's one of the teachings he gave to us when he came and lived on earth. And I ask you this question. At times, people do things you don't like. People insult you. As little children, your friends tease you at school. Your friends steal your pencils, your sharpness. Your friends disturb you when you are writing. They call you names you do not like. What do? Do you hate them for doing it? Or do you wish that you also have the time to do something they will also not like? Today, want to know how Jesus feels about all this. What that Jesus say we should do when we have people who hate us. What that Jesus say we should do when we have people who insult us. And what that Jesus say we should do when there are people who look down on us. It could even be our teachers. It could be an adult. He just doesn't like you. What should you do? Should you hate the person in return? Let's see what we must do. There were two girls. Let's call one AC and one Efua. They were very good friends. Every day they played together. But one day, Efua did something AC didn't like. AC warned her. AC warned her, but Efua would not listen. Efua wanted to have her way. She made AC feel so bad. So AC only wished that Efua's mother would take her away so she would also go to her home. So when everything was over and they were going home, AC's mother asked her, "Why are you so angry? You frown all day." "Mommy, is it not Efua? I tell her to stop worrying me, but she will not." I said, how I wish, and AC could not think of anything bad for Efua. But within her, she felt that Efua would never come her way again. So she was thinking something bad will happen to Efua. But before she could come through with something in mind, a bee stung her on her knee. And she screamed so bad. But she felt the pain so bad. It was too harsh on her. So mommy asked, "What happened?" She said, "Mommy, a bee stung me." And he remembered something. "Oh yes, how I wish it was Efua the bee stung." And mommy said, "Acy, you don't do that. You don't wish pain for a friend." I said, "Mommy, if what keeps worrying me, and why should a bee come to sting me and not her?" And he said, "No, God doesn't want us to think this way. God wants us to do good to others who do bad to us. When you do that, God is going to bless us. So, AC, I want you to think about it and pray about it and ask God to direct you. Ask God to let His Spirit fill you with understanding. So you do this. I know it's not going to be easy to love someone in return when someone hurts you. So it is in life. When people insult you at school, when people steal your pencil, your money, whatever, classroom, and they have their way, what do? You wish bad for them? But I want you to know this. God says that you should do good to those that hate you and that you should learn to love your enemies. I know this is not going to be easy. If God has not put His Holy Spirit in you, you will not be able to do this. So at this moment, I wish you pray in your heart to let God to be your guide, for God to give you the power to be able to do good to anyone, even including those who hate you, including those who insult you. So do you know what AC did? The next day at school, Efua came to AC. Efua was so sorry. He said, "AC, I don't know what came into me. I'm sorry for making your life bad yesterday. Will you forgive me?" And because AC took what the mother had told her seriously, because she had prayed for God to help her, God did something wonderful. AC realized how she loved a friend Efua. Amen. That's the same way. If you pray for God to help you, if you pray for God to give you the power, God will give you the power to perform miracles. And I feel this is a big miracle, to forgive a friend, than to even to heal all diseases. Forgiving a friend is a big miracle, and God wants us to do the same thing. AC told his friend Efua, "Do you know what happened yesterday? I was stung by a bee, and I was wishing it was through his tongue, but I prayed to God to forgive me of that thought, and God gave me the power to forgive me what you did against me yesterday." Today, if you hear their story, go back to your school and make sure you love all those who hate you, all those who insult you. For when you do that, God will bless you the more. Then you'll be a true child of God. Amen. This has been your brother, Elijah Buapia, for AWR Ghana. Thank you for listening. God bless you. Calling for you.
To contact us, write to Adventist World Radio, Ghana, Valley View University, P.O. Box, AF 595, Adenta, Accra, Ghana. Or call us on +233-307-051-058 or +233-208-704-532 or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh. Thank you very much for staying with us. Once again, to contact us, write to Adventist World Radio, Ghana, Valley View University, P.O. Box, AF 595, Adenta, Accra, Ghana, or call us on +233-307-051-058 or +233-208-704-532 or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh.